very good, and I can cook you some goodies every morning if you come around.
You must be a good cook, Mr. If you can make, if you
there
can
wasn't
make
no good girl, there wasn't no girls in my family.
Uh-huh.
And I was a baby.
Uh-huh.
And I was mother's boy. Therefore,
I guess you really learned how to cook, didn't you?
Then my wife, she couldn't make coffee without scorching.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to do most of the cooking for my children.
Uh-huh.
So I can cook anything I want to.
Well, that's
make
great.
A cake. I cook a cake every now and then.
Do you really?
I'm not expecting company.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. I think more men ought to know how to cook.
Well, you take your very best chefs and your very best cooks as men.
That's true. You know, the people who get the jobs in the fancy restaurants are men, aren't they? I never thought about that. I guess if a man puts his mind to it, he really can cook.
Sure can.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
No, that's fatback.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drill and hog's head?
Pressed meat.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed. You'd probably call it kernel.
That's right. I would. But well,
you probably name it seed. That's what it comes from.
Well, now what about a peach?
Same thing.
You still call it a seed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Oh, you talking about the plum peach or the plus seed?
That's right.
Either way.
Plum peach or clear seed. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
Okay. And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
Dried beans.
Okay.
Now they got a lot of names like pinto and navy beans and all that. It's just a bean, no dried bean.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Salad. And mine got killed. You look out at one of that trees, killed mine down there.
Where'd you have it planted?
Down out next to them bushes.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
I got some turnips down as big as your fist.
Do you really?
I don't know why that cold hurt them and called me peppy or not.
Uh-huh. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
You talking about on the cob? We just call all that corn kernel.
Corn kernels.
Yes.
Okay. Well now, when you have it for a meal, what do you call it? I mean, if somebody says, what'd you have for lunch? You say,
now, if you're eating it on the cob, it's a corn kernel. But if you're cutting it off as roasting is, just a kernel of it.
Okay.
Off of the cob, then it's roasting is.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
We call them a ground squirrel, but I see the chipmunk, I believe, is the proper name for it. With a brown or a black stripe down its back. I believe that
okay.
Proper name is chipmunk, but we call it ground squirrel.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
That's the polecat. Y'all call it skunk. The best pets in the world.
Are they really?
So you picked what we call a stink bag off when the kittens.
Uh-huh.
And that's why they spray that stuff.
Yeah.
So they take that off when you're the kittens. Make the finest house cat
they're,
in the world.
They're pretty.
There ain't no rats, snakes, nothing coming around your house while you got a pole kitten.
Well, if you take the stink bag off, then they don't smell at all?
No, ma'am, they can't.
Gee. I love little animals.
I want to tell you, now, you might, if you keep your mind on the side I'm talking on, stink bag, I would say, it's just about the size of my little finger. It ain't that long, but then it has something like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's right under his tail.
Uh-huh.
And he squirts that and does that with his tail.
Uh-huh.
We'll...